Shockwave Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Shockwave Podcast. This is your host, Hannah. We're here with John David, our other host, and today we're going to talk about dating advice. For everyone who doesn't know, our lovely host, John David, is also a beau for...
Delta Gamma Rho. Delta Gamma Rho. DGR.
Delta Gamma Rho. I just wanted to hear him get really excited about it, so I let him say it. And he went to one of his functions and gave away free boy advice. So we thought we'd continue that here at our podcast and hear all the lovely advice that he has for you guys. Y'all submitted some of your stories, told us some of the difficult things y'all have gone through in dating, and we want to hear what he has to say about it. So we're just going to start with a simple one, but wow, an interesting one. So day two, after talking to this girl, she tried introducing me to her parents as her boyfriend. John David, thoughts?
You know, as the resident love doctor, I really cannot advise this move. It's really, that's pretty soon. I always say too fast, and you will fast with boys, okay? And girls too. Too fast, you will spook them off. Take it
I
slow.
I love that.
Yeah, take it. Don't take it like so slow. It's like, oh, we've been dating for 8 years and he hasn't proposed.
Also, we need to point out this is not second date. This is day two.
It's just talking.
Of talking to each other.
Yes, which also I think talking is very dangerous. I would advise stay friends and then guys just ask her out on a date. Just straight up to her face, look her in the eyes, say, would you like to get dinner? Yes or no? And, like, that's the best way to do it. It really is.
I like it. It's bold. I like that, though.
And girls, do not say he's your boyfriend after, like, 2 days. That's just, don't do that.
That's intense. Okay. One time I said, I love you, and he said, thank you. And then didn't say it back for another week.
Yikes. Yes, that L word is very dangerous. Stay away from the L word until you know for sure. You can see it. You can see it in his eyes, in her eyes. You can see it. There's like a glisten.
And it's
you are ready for the L word. But like, don't mistake that glisten for like her contacts, okay? it's very dangerous. So again, go slow. Don't go too fast because once you say it, you cannot take it back.
Okay, well, we need to follow that up. What if you do want to say, I love you, and, I mean, they don't say it back, so then, like, what do you do if you're the person who doesn't want to say it back? Is thank you the best, of all the bad options?
No, thank you. Thank you is not the best option. I would say, I guess you would say thank you, maybe. This is just a very difficult position to be in. Maybe say, I can't say that to you right now.
At least address it.
But I do have feelings for you, or I do like you. Or if you don't, say, I love you like a brother.
Oh my gosh, don't say that!
Okay, scratch that. Just go with the first thing I said. I can't say that right now, but I do have feelings for you. If you don't have feelings for them, don't lead them on to the point where they say, I love you. And if you haven't been doing that, then...
Also, this is just hard for the girl because, one, she said it and he didn't say it back. But then he says it a week later. But you have to wonder, did he mean that or was the tension just too awkward and he had to say it?
I don't know. I would really have to get further symptoms to get a proper diagnosis. But
that's just difficult.
Yeah, it is very difficult.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a longer one. One time, I went on a date, and the boy made me meet him there.
Bad move from the start.
I couldn't drive, so my mom had to drive me.
Two bad moves already.
I got there, and my mom went inside to meet him.
Ah, the hat trick.
Then he had already ordered me a water and ordered my lunch, chips and queso, for us to split at a pizza restaurant. Then on the way home, we almost got in a wreck, and my 15-year-old self had never heard the words that came out of his mouth. When we got to my house, he accidentally passed it, and I said, just stop here, and I'll walk. And then I ran home because I was so scared. Never talked to him again.
Yeah.
There's a lot to...
That is, wow.
A lot to dive into.
I'm sorry, first off. That is just an awful, awful dating experience. But, you know, you really can go up. You can only go up from here. Like, this sounds like this is rock bottom. First off, if you have to have your parents drive you to a date, just don't go out on a date. Wait till you can drive. Wait till college until you seriously date. But the whole parents dropping off thing, I've been against that from the start. Honestly, it was probably just an excuse I used because I was too nervous to ask a girl out. But
yeah. It seems like he's older, though, because he was able to
drive
there.
But he made her meet him there. So that just defeats the whole purpose.
Yes, that is bad.
So, and also, chips and queso is really, you really can, it's very hard to go wrong with chips and queso, but ordering them at a pizza restaurant might be.
I've never even heard of chips and queso at a pizza restaurant.
No, maybe wings, but not chips and queso.
Chips and queso.
And, yeah, 0 out of 5 for this Uber driver. He could
also
not even find his way home.
They did not clarify, but it's seeming like chips and queso was the meal for them to split.
Maybe, I guess.
And I'm really... really hoping that's not the case.
Yeah. Maybe it's a casual date. Like, well, not a full meal, but like hors d'oeuvres or something like that. Just give me queso.
Hors d'oeuvres.
It's very casual. They didn't even go pick her up. Very casual. But it really, really left a mark on this poor girl. So I'm very sorry. Better luck next time.
Okay. Once I was on a date and I knew the guy had a fear of lipstick and I didn't want to kiss him, so I wore a lot of lipstick. This worked. However, we ate wings that night, and I forgot to bring my lipstick with me. So instead of wiping all this wing sauce off my face after eating, I had to be very careful to keep remnants of my lipstick on. So a mixture of lipstick and wing sauce, all to avoid the dreaded kiss.
That is a lot of dedication, so props to you on that. If you don't want him to kiss you, straight up tell him that at the beginning of the date. Like, if that is what you are really worried about, like, really, really worried about.
Oh, but then that's an awkward date.
No. I thought that at first, too. But I do know this girl that on her first date with this guy, she said, I don't want you to kiss me. And he didn't.
And that wasn't
awkward.
And
they ended up dating.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I don't think he ever ended up kissing her, ever. But they ended up
breaking
up. So maybe long-term is not a good idea. But if you're stressing out about it, just tell him straight up. Say, don't kiss me. Don't kiss me, fool. Keep your lips off me.
That's so awkward. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, is it more awkward than keeping wing sauce on your face?
There is that truth. I'm just thinking, you know, if you don't want him to kiss you, there's body language that you can...
Yeah, point your feet towards the door. Keep your arms closed in.
Turn your face away.
Yeah, I read this book that was written by an ex-FBI agent. He was telling all about body language. I probably should read it again so I can remember how to analyze people. But I don't remember what it was called either. But you should read it too. Once I figure it out, well, maybe we'll re-announce it on the podcast. But yeah, read the body language. If you're brave enough, tell them not to kiss you.
Okay, so the next one. How do I get out of the friend zone with that guy that I know through a group of friends? And how do I know he doesn't want to be just friends as well?
Okay.
We've all been there.
Yes.
Every girl's been there.
I have been witnessing this between two of my friends. And so far, it's working out pretty well. I just introduced them a few weeks ago. And he asked her out, and they've gone on a date, and they're going on another one soon.
See, but they weren't, like, friends.
They were not friends.
See, there's, like, a line.
Yeah. They definitely knew about each other, though, because I just kind of tell stories about my friends. It's tough. I guess just kind of like gauge the body language. Like I said, you got to read them like a book. Boys are not smart. They don't make like this. They're like always the right move, but they are kind of hard, easy to read sometimes. That's a very cryptic answer.
That was very cryptic. Come on, help a girl out.
I mean, you could just go, straight up to him and like, introduced, or I mean, you already know him, but like, ask him to Sonic. Like, don't ask him to Sonic, but maybe hint Sonic or studying. Studying is always safe because, like, you can study with your friends, you can study with your crush. Studying is always a safe zone. Sonic is confusing. You don't know what it means. It's like no man's land, it's a wasteland. It is a nice in between, though. But yeah, start with studying in the library, a very public setting. Even with other, well,
You're trying to you're get away from other people. Yeah.
Maybe Starbucks then. Don't go to Mo because you will always run into people at Mo every single time and never get any work done and come home smelling like coffee. Which some people really are really into that, but especially if you're wearing like a sweatshirt. Yeah, I'm just not, that's just not for me. But yeah, anyways, start with studying.
A little bit of a tangent there, but yeah. That's some good advice, I think. Okay, this next one may be my personal favorite of all the ones that we have received. I was dating this guy, and we decided to go to the fair together. Right as we got to the top of the Ferris wheel, I worked up all of my nerve and leaned right in. With no hesitation, I leaned in to kiss him, thinking this would be a romantic experience like the movies. He pulled back, made a face, and literally wiped his mouth. Mm-hmm. We got to the bottom, went home, and never went out again.
I think this is actually a nightmare you had. This is not real life. Wow. Just bad luck, because, I mean, personally, okay, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say if a girl just, like, kissed me. If a girl just, like, came up and kissed me, I would, like, not wipe my mouth. I would not be disgusted, but please don't just walk up to me and kiss me.
I mean, they were dating.
They were dating,
and
yes.
They were there together.
Yes.
And they were on top of the
And they were on the Ferris wheel.
Come
you got to know
on.
That's coming. So this is all on the guy right here. Girl, I think you had the green light. You had fair cause to do that. I'm sorry.
Also, it's not mentioned here, but then they had to make the trip down from the Ferris wheel. So awkward.
I might have just jumped. That would have been less painful. Two high ankle sprains, maybe. But, yeah, that's just very unfortunate. Guys do better. And also, yeah, I just...
This one makes me personally sad, because you hear so often about how guys are like, you know what? I love it when girls make moves, you know, make the move, and then this is just tragic.
That's
it's
why
so
I honestly, I started to say personally, and then I was like, wait a second, that actually happened to me. I don't know what I would do. I would not wipe my mouth. That is, yeah. Control your emotions. But, I'm so sorry, girl.
Yeah, very, very sad. Okay. How do I introduce myself to that guy I see in class, but I've never talked to without seeming weird? We never really cross paths.
Yes, the classroom is also kind of a wasteland because there's people in there that you will have never even, like, laid eyes on, let alone talk to, that are just in the back corner. It depends on how close you are to him. Proximity-wise, if you're, like, in the row behind him, then maybe you could, like, I don't know, drop your pencil on the ground or something and, like, ask him to, like, pick it up for you or just, like, straight throw your pencil at him. See if he reacts. Some guys are into that. That like
pencils
kinda, like,
being thrown.
Yeah, no, yeah, that kind of like, oh, she's one of the guys. You know, she's gonna beat me up.
Oh my gosh.
But I'd stick with like this is a very subtle like, you know, pencil on the floor thing. But if he doesn't sit next to you, you could just like as you're walking out, kind of like catch up to him or wait back a little bit, and then just be like, oh man, and like just say something about the class, like, oh, you just give such hard tests, or like, what do you think you did on the test, and stuff like that. And that's an approach opener, okay? This is a sales pitch right here. You gotta sell yourself. So this is your approach opener, and then eventually doing that enough times, that could lead you into like studying again, like I said.
I was gonna say, also your previous advice, always study.
Yeah,
you know, those it always works.
The books are a good cover. so when you get in a nook, hide behind the book. That doesn't really rhyme. That doesn't really work. But you know what
so
I mean.
Hard.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So start with that. You could probably kind of read if he's not into you. If he gives you like one word answers or like one sentence answers and does not probe further, or if you feel like he's just doing that out of pity, yeah, you can kind of gauge that. But go for it. You know, you're only here for 4 years, and you also I should have prefaced this. You do not need a man or a woman. You are fine. But if you are in the business of romance,
business?
Then yeah, the business. The,
so
not the business.
Sad.
The an occupation, whatever it is. If you are into romance and want some, then go for the studying. That's the first step. Studying is the first step in my professional opinion. I'm professional, actually. I am not a love doctor. Let me just disclaimer that. I have been studying women at Harding University for the last 2 years, but I'm still learning and growing, and I do not claim to even understand them one bit. I barely scratched the surface.
Come on, you're the hearty love doctor.
No, hopefully someday I will crack the code. But until then, I'm just as in the dark as every other guy. I just happen to be surrounded by more estrogen than the rest of them. So I can make wiser decisions. Anyways. Do we have another one?
Yes. So this next one, he still won't sit on a swing with me, and we have been engaged for 4 months. What do I do?
You see, you already got a ring, girl. What more do you want?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's not like you got to sit on a swing. It's like, oh, yeah. And you know, personally, I get a little motion sick when I'm in a hammock or something. So that's just not like the, I don't know. If you're not in it for the ring, what are you in it for? Or just the,
I think for her, it's publicity? A commitment thing. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, that's the
kind of
like
the I love you thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, but she's gotten her she's commitment. Got a ring. I mean, she's gotten the ring.
That's a pretty big commitment. I'd say don't sweat it. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do
it. I think I'm in agreement with that. Yeah.
It's kind of a stigma because, like, sometimes if you, like, walk around at night, it's just like the swings are covered and you're just like, ah, I can't get through campus.
Also, this one's interesting because she seems like she really wants to sit on the swing.
Yeah.
How much has she, like, asked him to sit on the swing? Yeah. And if he won't, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why won't he sit on the swing? Yeah. But I don't think it's a problem. I think I agree with you.
Maybe they're just uncomfortable. Maybe he wants something cushier. Some cushion swings.
Cushion swings?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should just add those, like, outdoor lawn cushions to all the swings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Once I made a PowerPoint on what I was going to wear to youth group 5 months in advance.
I really wish there was more to this one.
I do, too.
Because that's just such a great opener. that's really good dedication. You know, fashion trends change day to day. So I hope this wasn't all for naught.
I love that you're, like, just worried about the fashion of it all.
And it sounds like you were younger, so you could even change sizes in the 5 months. I know I was going through clothes real quick at that age, but, like...
Assume she's not going through a growth spurt.
Okay, yeah, assume she's staying the same size. I don't know. Go outside. Go run around. Don't worry about what you're going to wear in 5 months. It'll come naturally.
Yeah, I feel like she had to have just had a crush on somebody real hard. So.
Youth group crush.
Yeah.
I never really had that experience, but from what I've heard, it's pretty intense. So, I mean, I understand why you would want to do that, but don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Just keep living life. This has been a great little session. I'm glad you all cared enough to ask my advice, even though I'm not the most qualified person to give it. But if you have any advice in the future, just let us know at HUStewPubs on Instagram or HUShockwave@gmail.com for any love advice or literally anything. Just email us, ask us, give us some topics to talk about. But until next time, that is all. Goodbye.
Bye. Ooh, Shockwave Radio.